This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Key talks between the U.S. and China wrap up in Beijing. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says the Biden administration will push China to change an industrial policy that poses a threat to the U.S.
China is now simply too large for the rest of the world to absorb this enormous capacity.
Wrapping up 4 days of talks with Chinese officials, Yellen said officials had had difficult conversations about national security, including American concerns that Chinese companies are supporting Russia in its war in Ukraine. But the focus of her trip had been industrial policy and what the US and Europe describe as manufacturing overcapacity in China.
When the global market is flooded by artificially cheap Chinese products, the viability of American and other foreign firms is put into question.
I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A makeshift and overcrowded ferry has sunk off Mozambique's northern coast, killing at least 96 people. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
The boat was operating between Lunga and the island of Mozambique in Nampula province in the north of the country when it capsized. Rescue efforts continued as people were still reportedly missing. Some people had been traveling to attend a fair while others were trying to flee from Lunga to the island of Mozambique for fear of being contaminated by cholera, which has affected that region in recent days, according to a TV report. Other news reports quoted Jamie Nato, the Secretary of State in Nampula province, as saying that misinformation about an alleged cholera outbreak caused people to panic and board the boat in an attempt to flee. That boat normally serves as a fishing vessel. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
And Israel and Hamas both dampen expectations of a breakthrough in ceasefire and hostage release talks. This is VOA News. Solar eclipse mania is sweeping across North America as a breathtaking celestial event promises a rare blend of commerce, science, and celebration. The moon will block the sun for a short while on Monday. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on the long-awaited eclipse, which will move northeast across Mexico, through the U.S. and into Canada.
There are clouds along the path of totality for the solar eclipse, which has drawn millions of spectators to viewing locations. Mexico's where the viewing begins, and by midday around Dallas, Texas.
We're the first major area that's going to be able to see something.
The moon will pass directly across the sun, plunging the region into total darkness for nearly 4.5 minutes. But astronomy professor Heather Appleby says the cloud cover will disappoint many.
It won't be ideal, but we'll get to see it.
Clear skies in the afternoon for northern New England and Canada. A reminder for those watching, the 4-minute plunge into daytime darkness. Protective eyewear is essential. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Mexico says it will file a complaint against Ecuador at the International Court of Justice on Monday following the raid on its embassy in Quito. Other international leaders are condemning Ecuador after police in the capital city broke into the Mexican embassy to arrest a former vice president who had been granted political asylum. VOA's Joe Ramsey reports.
The raid on Friday prompted Mexico's president to break off diplomatic relations with Ecuador. Diplomatic premises are considered foreign soil and untouchable under international treaties. Host country law enforcement agencies are not allowed to enter without the permission of the ambassador. Police broke through the external doors of the embassy to arrest the Ecuadorian former vice president who had been living there since December. He had sought asylum after being indicted on corruption charges and it had been granted hours earlier. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
And in other world news headlines, a French water charity sounds the alarm after pollution in the River Seine, which is set to be used for swimming during the Olympic Games. South Korea puts its second domestically made spy satellite into orbit after launching it from an American space center on a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket. And 27 people are set to go to trial for money laundering in connection with the Panama Papers tax evasion scandal, which revealed how many of the world's wealthy stashed assets in offshore companies. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.